Imisebenzi isahluko sesithupha. Kwathi ngalezo nsuku abafundisi bandile, kwavela ukusola phakathi kwabajuda abakhuluma isiGriki lamaHebheru, ngoba abafelwakazi babo babencishwa ekwabelweni kwensuku ngensuku. Abalishumi lambili basebebiza ibandla labafundi bathi,
"Kakulunganga ukuba thina sichiye ukuchumayela ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Sisebenze ematafuleni.
Ngakho-ke, bazalwane, khethani phakathi kwenu amadoda ayisikhombisa alodumo oluhle, agcwele umoya lokuhlakanipha, esiza kuwamisela lumsebenzi. Kodwa thina sizakhuthala ekukhulekeni lenkonzweni yelizwi."
Lelo lizwi lathokozisa lonke ibandla. Basebekhetha uStefane, indoda egcwele ukukholwa lomoya ongcwele, loFilipu, loProkoro, loNikanori, loTimoni, loPamena, loNikola, ikholwa labezizwe elivela eAntiyokhi. Babamisa phambi kwabapostoli, bakhuleka, bababeka izandla zabo phezu kwabo. Ilizwi likaNkulunkulu landa, lobuningi babafundi bakhula kakhulu eJerusalema, labapristi abaningi bakholwa. UStefane egcwele umusa lamandla wenza izimangaliso lezibonakaliso ezinkulu phakathi kwabantu. Wasekusuka abanye abesinagoge elithiwa elabeLibertina, labaseKurene, labaseAlexandria, labavela eKilikia, labaseAsia. Baphikisana loStefane, kodwa babengelamandla okumelana nokuhlakanipha lomoya ayekhuluma ngawo. Basebehlawula abantu abavuma ukuthi bathi,
"Simzwile ekhuluma amazwi ayinhlamba ngoMose langoNkulunkulu."
Bavusa abantu labadala lababhali, bamfikela, bambamba, bamleta phambi komphakathi, bamisa ofakazi bamanga abathi,
"Lo muntu kayekeli ukukhuluma amazwi ngalindawo engcwele langomlayo. Ngoba simzwile esithi uJesu lo waseNazaretha uza kudiliza indawo, aphendule le mikhuba uMose asinika yona."
Bonke ababehlezi emphakathini bamjolozela, babona ubuso bakhe bungathi ngobesithunywa.